It's open enrollment time for Medicare recipients. That's when you should review your drug coverage and sign up for a plan. Kelly Wicks is the Wyoming State Health Insurance Information Program Manager. She helps people review their coverage, and she says it's not uncommon for people to need to switch plans.
So they can have their plans reviewed to make sure that they're in the best plan, the most cost-effective plan for them going forward into 2018. Or if they did not get into a prescription drug plan when they were supposed to, this is the time to get into that. And again, everything is effective January. And what we do is we just go in and we review their medications, and we have 23 different drug plans in our state, and it lines them up. It's basically a snapshot in time. It's who's the best plan for the prescriptions that you're taking. We don't know if this plan is the best one for a potential future prescription because, it's a snapshot in time. But it lines them up as to it compares their current prescription drug plan and what it's going to do in 2018, and then it compares it to everybody else. If their current plan is the most cost-effective for them, then we just leave it alone. It rolls over. If they do nothing, they don't lose their coverage. It just rolls over and keeps going. But they don't know if they're saving money or if they're spending money they don't need to. If they don't look at it and they're not paying attention to their mail or their formularies, they may not know that a prescription is no longer carried on their current formulary into the next year until they go try to pick that up. And then it's too late to get it changed. So prescriptions change, premiums change, their coverage, the drug plans, and the manufacturers, their negotiations may have changed. So all these things can be happening, and so this is Medicare's, basically it's their out for them to get that changed so that they know that they're going into the upcoming year in the best possible plan for the known medications that they're taking.
Now, there might be people that say, I don't have time to do all this or just blow it off, but you have found that people have gotten some substantial savings already this week, right?
Oh, yes. And one of those people, one of the medications weren't covered. So she would have spent over $5,000 for that medication had she not at least checked in. She had an appointment, and she's like, I don't think I'm going to mess with it. I was like, well, let me just look at it really quick, and found that it wasn't covering one of her expensive medications. I had a gal that I was talking to today that called in, wanted to change her supplement plan. She wasn't even interested in the prescription. She's like, I got that. I'm okay. So I got her handled with the supplement, which you can change any time during the year. The open enrollment isn't for that. But got her squared away with that, and then I said, let me just take a peek at that prescription. And if we had not changed her and I had not said, okay, let's look at it anyway, I know that's not why you called, she'd have spent over $1,000 more than she needed to.
And as far as the rest of it, just getting yourself enrolled in Medicare, what's that process like?
It's pretty... It can be mind-boggling if you don't have someone walk you through the steps. A lot of comments we get is, where were you when my husband turned 65? Or how come I didn't know about you? It's like, well, we can do advertising and things all day long, but if you're not reading the paper that day or listening to the radio at that moment and you don't need that service, you're not paying attention. So what we do is we provide one-on-one counseling that is federally grant-funded so that we don't charge anybody, so it's free of charge. And we're unbiased, so I'm getting no profit. You can be guaranteed that I'm not pushing you in one direction because I'm not going to make a profit off of it. I'm giving you all your options. You make the decision. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't choose a specific thing. So with your new to Medicare, you've got certain guidelines and time frames that you can get into your Medicare benefits. And we just educate you on what all the different parts and pieces of Medicare are, what the costs are, and what they need to do based on their personal circumstance. If they are on an employer insurance, whether it be through them or through a spouse, they don't need all the parts and pieces. And they're going to get penalized if they don't take them if they have an employer plan. And that's a big mistake that some people make, is they get all the parts and pieces thinking they're going to get penalized, and they won't because they had active employer insurance. But they think they're going to get penalized. So now they're basically overinsured. And based on circumstances, if you have your Part B, for example, in place, and you don't have a supplement, you have 6 months to get a supplement plan to where they can't look at any of your health history. People that think they're going to get penalized if they don't take the Part B have now got the employer insurance parts A and B, and then when they retire, and now maybe they have a significant health history, and they're outside of that initial 6 months, they're not guaranteed a supplement plan. And now they're on the hook for 20% of their bills forever because they can't get a supplement.
Kelly, real fast, the phone number folks want to contact you?
It's 800-856-3498.
Kelly Wicks, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.